Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And then they're human, you know, I understand that. But obviously that was a good play by Skinner to try to cut to the middle and to get back on the power play. But the movement was really solid tonight. I really liked our shot mentality. And again, you see the goal, Jason Ponville's right in front of Niemi and does a great job of taking his eyes away, and Oki make a terrific shot there.
Well, it's hard to say 3 minutes into a game, it kind of helps you win a game, but you get a penalty there. If you get down by two, that can be a whole different game. That penalty kill, that was just a huge part of that game.
It was a huge penalty kill at that part of the game, because I thought we didn't start. We weren't on our toes in the beginning of the game. We found our game, after that kill. It really gave us momentum. Did a terrific job, and Carter Hutton was making some big saves for us. But I like that in the third period, we blocked a lot of shots, especially on that PK. So a credit to our special teams. Obviously, our power play comes up with two goals.
It seemed like only a matter of time for Sam. Just what did you see for him?
I think his game's he's just continuing to play the way he did the last two games. I think that line, they're creating a lot of good chemistry, a lot of good zone time, good cycling, and getting some looks. He finally, Connor made a heck of a play there to Jake through the box there in the offensive zone, and Rhino's in where he always is, in front of the net. So it's good to see him get rewarded because he's had some really good looks.
Berglund had five shots. He was out there in the final. Berglund had five shots out there in the final minute. Was that the most comfortable?
I think just the last three games in general, those last two games on the road, that line was terrific for us. They started the game and they set the tempo. They did again tonight. They're just reliable. You can throw them anytime you want in a defensive zone and just have that comfort knowing that they're going to get the job done.
Jason Ponderville had a very strong net front presence tonight. Is that the role you see him in, for the short term or for the long term?
Well, I think it just with Jack and Skinner, they seem to find each other, in the offensive zone. And Jason's just done a good job of going there. He's been rewarded. I mean, both the goals, he went to the net hard. And, that's one of the things we've been focused on is driving the net hard and stopping there and paying a price. And that's what he did, especially on that winning goal. He camped out right in front of Niemi. It was a terrific job on his part.
You talk about playing fast and looking like a fast team. You certainly, is this another example of what the last 40 minutes is exactly what you want? You had to find it a bit in the first period?
Yeah, I just think we were a little bit slow. Our movement was slow. We didn't take the best first option. We're trying to look for the next play. And I think once we found our game the second half of that first period, I really liked our second period. I mean, really quality zone time. And another thing, I really like the way our guys are hanging on pucks down low and being tough to play against and wearing the opponent down. And finally, we can double up on those shifts and turn it right back and get in the offensive zone. So they've been doing a really good job of that.
Is that maybe the best game you've seen Jake McCabe play, between block shots and the play made to Ryan Hart, just all around game?
I think Jake just attacked the game tonight. He was a force out there, and whether it was joining the rush or in the offensive zone or in the defensive zone doing his jobs and responsibilities, but I just really like the way you attacked the game tonight.
Dolling's hit the 10-game mark. How would you assess his start?
I think it's been great. I mean, each game he's getting better. There's those times, right, with a young player making mistakes. That's going to be a part of his game and the way he's growing right now. But his development, each and every game he's getting better. It's just knowing the opposition. It's going to take some time to know the players on the other teams, but I really like where his game is at right now.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.